13. It was her turn to watch early on the third night, and she was looking back behind them, northwest along the Tower Road, when a hand grasped her shoulder. Terror sprang up in her mind like a jack-in-the-box, and she whirled. "He's behind me. Oh, dear God, Mordred's got around behind me, and it's the spider." With her hand going to the gun in her belt and yanking it free, Patrick recoiled from her, his own face long with terror, raising his hands in front of him. If he'd cried out, he would surely have awakened Roland, and then everything might have been different. But he was too frightened to cry out. He made a low sound in his throat, and that was all. She put the gun back, showed him her empty hands, then pulled him to her and hugged him. At first, he was stiff against her, still afraid, but after a little, he relaxed. "What is it, darling?" she asked him, sotto voce. Then, using Roland's phrase, without even realizing it, "What fashes thee?" He pulled away from her and pointed dead north. For a moment, she still didn't understand, and then she saw the orange lights dancing and darting. She judged they were at least 5 miles away, and she could hardly believe she hadn't seen them before. Still speaking low, so as not to wake Roland, she said, "They're nothing but fool lights, sugar. They can't hurt you. Roland calls them Hobbs. They're like St. Elmo's fire or something." But he had no idea of what St. Elmo's fire was. She could see that in his uncertain gaze. She settled again for telling him they couldn't hurt him, and indeed, this was the closest the Hobbs had ever come. Even as she looked back at them, they began to dance away, and soon most of them were gone. Perhaps she had thought them away. Once, she would have scoffed at such an idea, but no longer. Patrick began to relax.